Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning. How are you, dear?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Well, after watching the first three episodes... Let's talk about it. After watching the first three episodes of Westworld... So it's not like I'm going to say I fully endorse and recommend this show, because it is so specific. And if you are a very empathetic and sensitive person energetically, as we are, you will most likely watch the show like I have been watching, which is intrigued with a hand close by to cover my eyes. Because they go all in on every level. So I'm so intrigued on an intellectual, philosophical level that has not propelled me to say this is too much violence, I can't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what keeps me hooked. I'm hooked into the narrative.
Yeah.
And the cornerstone of the narrative is the violence, because of the statement that violence is making.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is a place where it is designed to unlock whatever you choose to unlock within yourself. So it's almost like a repository for every raw human primitive emotion. Because the setting is a primitive one,
mm-hmm.
a primitive early society or early industrialized society, as opposed to a primitive culture. It's an early industrialized society. And there's a lot of parallels to what's going on today, because that place gives permission, and I think a lot of people think, with not that we want to get political because we try not to on this show, but I think a lot of people feel that they have permission to sort of act out on suppressed opinions,
mm-hmm.
and might even take that further with certain types of behavior. I feel, regardless whether it's a show on HBO or you walk out the door, that energetically, cosmically, Pandora's box, somebody picked that lock successfully. There was no key. They picked the lock.
Mm.
And the ripple effect. So I find the show fascinating. Then the other thing that I would say about it is that, without giving it away, that I feel that the conditions that the artificially engineered hosts of this place, they're going through a collective PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens, where it's the aftershock of so much trauma and violence. And I think, conversely, you add with the concept of Pandora's box, the lock has been picked successfully, mm-hmm. that there is a planetary PTSD going on as well, manifested
mm-hmm.
in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I find this show incredibly relevant, fascinating, and disturbing all at once.
That's about right. Yeah.
And I think the acting, as someone who appreciates the craft of acting,
mm-hmm.
I see why I got nominated for so many things. Like, the acting is so nuanced, brilliant, but a difficult show. Like, my husband heard our last show, and he's in the kids' room. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to watch Westworld. I might close the door. Because it's not like, oh, let's sit down and watch it with our 11-year-old. I'm like, nope, close the door. Don't say that you're watching this. Just close the door. You'll see what I mean when you're done. So, Yeah, so I just finished episode 3, I think, yeah. How many episodes of the season? You're almost done, right?
Yeah, they're ten.
Wow, so you are all, so yeah.
I didn't watch anything last night. I needed to take a break.
A little that show goes a long way. It stays with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really doing its job. If you're disturbed and you're asking questions, that's what good art is supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily disturb you, but it could affect you, and which one of those things would be I'm disturbed. I've seen plenty of theater where I've been disturbed, but that was the point.
Right.
That there were questions that were presented. You know, that's the transformative nature of art. It's not something that's just not substantial, where I think many people disregard the transformative power of a great work of art.
Oh, yeah.
It's often dismissed. And I think especially in times like now, it's where creative self-expression has never been more relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, you... Liz texted me yesterday and said, this is during the day. So she said, I just watched the first episode of Westworld, #OMG.
Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. And the surprises keep coming because I had watched the 8th episode.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine.
And it just got so deep. I mean, throughout the viewing of all the episodes, I mean, there'll be times when I'll watch it and something will happen. And I usually don't say stuff out loud, even if it's just me. It's just
oh,
I don't normally say stuff out loud.
Yeah.
But I found myself, you know, using certain exclamations.
Oh my God, I can't even. So that was you? Forget about it. It's going to be like a monologue. I won't be able to. You'll hear me. What's that high pitched? Oh, that's Liz watching.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's.
Yeah,
take
but
a
thank
break
you
from...
for. I had always been intrigued, but the way that you were talking about it really prompted me to find out why so many people that I respect were commenting on the significance of that show. So
yeah, now you know why.
I get it. But it's not easy to watch, people.
No, it's not.
I literally watch it. I don't even put my hand down because at any moment there's some mess happening. It's actually full of surprises. You know, mm-hmm. visually and just emotionally. It's just a show that's full of surprises. So because of that, and again, I'm very squeamish. I'm hypersensitive. No
mm-hmm.
kidding. I think that's one mm-hmm. of the reasons why I can read people's energy so strongly and so quickly. It's sort of a price I have to pay to be a highly sensitive person. So at the ready, my hand is always like right by the side of my face so I could just shield my eyes or look at the corner of the screen until I know that, okay, like the really graphic, oh my God, they went there part.
Mm-hmm.
has pretty
mm-hmm.
much dissipated. And it's pretty much throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my hands don't get a rest.
Wow. Well, we have a coworker at the studio one of Donna Taraz's son.
Oh, wow.
He's already watched the whole series or the whole first season. So he's just waiting. He's like waiting for us to finish up so we can all talk.
Right.
Yes. I don't want to give anything else away.
It's just
waiting.
Too crazy. You can't. It would be so confusing because to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, it's linear and nonlinear all at once, and you're
mm-hmm.
dealing with the future because it takes place in the future, but it's referencing, you know, a setting of the past. And I'm like, what's so weird now with so much science fiction lately, I'm like, this is so believable.
Mm-hmm.
There's no distance.
Mm-hmm.
There's no distance from the science fiction. They might as well just call it science.
Yeah.
It's a future drama. Instead of science fiction, they just call it, it's a future drama. Yeah. Near future drama, near future comedy. Oh, my God.
Well, we do have a hand raise, so I thought we'd go
Let's
into that. And then if we can revisit, and of course, obviously, if we can revisit any other themes from
Oh, my God, yeah, that's good. I'm good.
We've watched, we can
I'm
do that.
Traumatized.
All right.
Yeah, let's take our calls.
Oh, hello.
Caller, you're on.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies.
It's Hi,
Marguerite.
How are you, Raven?
Hi.
It's Marguerite, right?
Yes,
darling.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Elisa and Liz.
I
listened to Sunday's show this morning, so
I'm
prepared.
Listen. I'm going to be very honest. I called Elisa after the show, and I said, oops. Not that I have anything to apologize for, but
no.
My reaction was as unexpected as it was to everybody else's. So, it's not going to happen. It was appropriate for that moment, for whatever that
right.
means. It was appropriate for that moment. So, yes, I mean, that's
yeah.
very funny.
Well, you know, I didn't mean it to be fun, but I understood because, you know, if you were in a group setting or something and somebody only acknowledges you as Mrs. something and not like, you know who that is, but this is so-and-so's wife. It's kind of the same thing.
Right.
And I usually say, like, if I call and I say, good morning, ladies, and that's for both of you. And I think that's, you know, if you can't think of a name, just, you know, good morning, ladies, or, you know, whoever it is would be appropriate, too. So,
yeah, it makes sense. Now that you say that, you know, back in the day, I lived in a house with, like, my cousin Anna. She had a different partner at the time and, you know, another roommate. And my mom sent out a Christmas card. She sent a Christmas card to me. And then she sent a Christmas card. I want to say she sent a Christmas card to Anna and friends is what she had said on her Christmas card.
Ooh.
And I'm like, really, Mom? And I really went off on her on that. I said, you know,
and friend.
if you needed to get the name of her partner and the name of the other roommate in our house, you could have easily asked me. I said, so I know that you're uncomfortable with the gay issue, but I don't look at my household as the gay household. So, you know, I'm like, you're going to really have to get over this, Mom. You know, like, oh my goodness. But
yeah.
I just said it. I said it's disrespectful. One, because you know Anna, you love Anna, and this is a person she's been with for, you know, a few years now, you know? And her partner at the time had come to gatherings, and so she wasn't unknown.
Right.
I said, that's not like you to be like, if it had been a straight couple, if it had been Anna and her husband, because she was married at one time, she would have had no problem using that card correctly. So she was very cool. You know, I was amazed because I didn't understand the extent, you know, of what she was thinking of the fear. So I said, okay, well, I'd rather you acknowledge it because that's, you know, that's your niece and you don't have any beef with her. I mean, you know, there's always this, you know, fondness of, because everybody loves Anna.
Oh, how could you not? That should be in the sitcom. Everybody loves Anna.
So I was just amazed, and that was, you know, definitely before I came out. So I think she was trying to be protective of me, but there's a part of me that's like, Mom, come on
now.
Yeah,
you know what? It was like she might catch that cold that's going around in that house.
Right. So,
it seems like it was an uncomfortable situation, and she wasn't sure what to do. And that
she never visited me.
Yeah.
She never visited me at that house. Like my dad would come over. And that was the same house that my aunt and uncle lived in. So, but she would never come over. She was very hesitant to, you know, kind of like if she doesn't say it, she doesn't acknowledge it, then it doesn't exist. So, I was aware of that after a while. I'm like, that's not, that doesn't make me feel good at all. So that was a deeper conversation, obviously, that we had a few years later. But now that you say that, that's true. And so I like Liz said, I was definitely like, whoa, all right. She's got something to say. And you know, she and I had we did talk about it after the show. As always, I appreciate, you know, Liz has her approach, and she, you know, Liz, you've always been so, you know, so adamant about, you know, how we are to be, you know, treated on the show, or, you know, because it's our show and we're putting ourselves out there. It's not like we're, you know, raking in the big bucks because we're doing the show. It's as vital to our lives as anything else, because of what we've, you know, how we've established this pattern, this show, and how we do things and who we connect with. And you know, we connect with a lot of you pretty regularly. You know, if you think about it, for being on the air 3 times a week, you know, we have definitely created a community and a family, and we're going to have some disagreements along the way, you know, with people, or our approaches will definitely may rub some feathers at times, but there's a lot of, I think if we didn't care at all, we Liz could have just said, you know, we should just hang up, or, you know, or something, you know, she could, you know, it could have been something as simple as that, but, you know, that it's, you know, it's somebody that we have established a friendship with, you know.
We've invested in, we invest in our regulars.
Right.
It's an investment.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Right. And I'm old school because I believe in respect. And growing up, it was always, you know, even our neighbors was Mrs. something. And then once I got married, a friend of ours, she goes, no, you're married. You call me by my first name. And I couldn't. It was kind of like, you know, breaking a rule. So it was so hard. But I still, to this day, you know, I'm teaching my grandchildren, because their parents aren't doing it. This is your uncle, or this is your aunt. You don't call them just their name. It's uncle, aunt.
Right, exactly.
But they'll call us, you know, grandpa, but grandparents. So, you know, where are you, you know, you're not teaching your children just the general respect that, you know, they deserve.
Right.
And you don't see that any, you know, it's just crazy.
Yep.
You know, and like I said, I'm old school. I believe in, you know, you call them the proper, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't just, you know, call your doctor by the first name unless they say, you know, Joe or whatever. It's Dr. So-and-so or, you know, what. It's just, to me, it's just, I guess, this comes down to the bottom, you know, the bottom line. You just, you know, do you respect yourself enough? Do you let people call you something that you don't appreciate? Or would you acknowledge somebody that called you something?
Right.
You know, it's the same. So I think it's a reflection.
Right.
Of our, you know, ourselves. So.
And just to tie up this thread so we can really address, you know, why you called, and maybe this is partially why you called, which is great, that after multiple occasions, see, this is cumulative. It just wasn't this thing that just came out of left field. This was cumulative, and it was very lighthearted every time. But let's say, fair to say, the lack of Alisa being acknowledged, it was about half a dozen times. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to keep it in there. Maybe it was less, maybe it was more, but I think, let's say about half a dozen. And enough for it to be a thing. And it was a funny thing until maybe we got into time number 6 or number 7, where, as a joke, but to make the point, I don't do my own show. I have a co-host. Her name's Alisa. Ha, 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 ha. So for whatever reason, the show previous to Sunday's show, when it happened again, it must have finally sunken in where there was the thought of, okay, the next time I call in, I'm going to acknowledge Elisa. So that's what happened on Sunday. And I'm like, wow, great. It all started out very lighthearted. Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Still joking, ha, ha, ha. But then the trigger was when the statement was made, well, because Liz always gets in there, that this is the reason why all these times he has not acknowledged Elisa. Then mm-hmm. you got a little piece of New York.
Right.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because the deflection implied that, one, lack of ownership of the situation, two, putting my name in your mouth as the reason, and three, minimizing the investment we've made in a listener for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not that it justifies anything, but that was the energetic balance to that equation. So
right.
So that's what it was, and
mm-hmm.
that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an airy fairy, you know. And as I said to Elisa off the air, the show works because of the energies that we provide together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, after your little theme song, what do you say? You each say, this is Elisa and this is Liz.
Right.
So it's not like you're just saying one or the other. You're each contributing.
Her name is first.
Yeah.
Her name is first. It's first in the intro. It's first on online. It's first. Yeah. It's
mm-hmm.
hello.
Yeah.
Her name is first.
Yeah.
There you go. And I'm happy with that.
It's off the
name. She runs the controls.
She gets it first. Okay.
Yeah, she runs the controls.
Uh-huh.
It's come on.
Yeah.
This is a Bangalan enterprise. You know. Her cousin is the founder. I would think that the three of us sort of make up the cornerstone of what UER is. And I only say that because Anna has said that to me. You know, it's not like I'm claiming mm-hmm. that position. I've been told that. You know, and I feel very honored to be regarded in that manner because I'm just a show host, co-host, rather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't want my own show. Not interested.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the pyramids, one of the points on the pyramid. I feel
right
with the three.
Mm-hmm.
You could turn it either way, but you're still one of the points.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Right. But this little combo, you know what I mean? When you know what you when you like your ham and cheese combo a certain way, that's it. You've had it the same way for 10 years. You like they toast the bread just right. Leave it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Leave it. Works for me.
Yep.
Like having the same thing for lunch 3 times a week, and you love it, and you look forward to it. That's it.
I like how it always goes back to food.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we could go on and on.
But Marguerite, thank you for the grace of your energy, and your manner, and understanding. So.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate that. So how's everything been since we last talked? Things have been interesting, I know, on your side.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
My energy has been drained because I think people are pulling from it. And
yep.
And it's fine because they need it. And I understand why, because it's just this time of year, it's just
that's why it's hard for us.
It is.
So can you and I get what you're saying too well, but is there also, but you know what I've been feeling? It's almost this knee-jerk rebellion. Not that I would change anything. You have to be there for the people that you need. But it's almost a rebellion every year for this time of year because you know that's part, like you have to suit up and do double duty, right?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. No, I get it. So that's what's happening energetically. So what I want to say to you, it's so important for you to, even if you make an appointment for after the first of the year, but for you to do some sort of act of self-love or something to look forward to. I know in 2 weeks I'm going to be visiting our friends in Atlanta. Yay. So that's
awesome.
My gift with my son. So that's my gift of self-care, and that's what's getting me through. You know, when somebody had asked me to do some, to have a meeting on that first Saturday. And I'm like, let me check my schedule. I'm like, oh, I'm out of town. I didn't even realize, I'm not available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a bunch of things.
Right.
Oh, I'm not available. I'm out of town. I'm not available. I'm out of town. No, I can't. No, out of town. I'm not available.
Mm-hmm.
How fabulous. So even if it's just something so simple, like an appointment at the salon or a facial, a massage, something that works for you, I would really love. I can understand, of course, this is a horrific time of year to try to schedule something during this time, but to make the appointment within the first 2 weeks of January.
Yeah, that is difficult for me too. January is not a good month for me.
Okay,
but
February, whatever. In the future.
But you know what I do? Because I'm not one of those, I go to the hair unless I have
know.
To.
But can you
do
a massage?
Like
a massage?
I don't like those either.
No, okay.
But the thing I like to do, because it relaxes me, is I go to the movies. And we have this movie, this theater, that has these reclining chairs, and they're awesome. You could just lay back and almost go to sleep.
So treat yourself to a movie.
Oh my
good.
Gosh. So that's what, you know, I'm looking forward to. I just go, and we just chill out, and we have lunch, and...
you go to
a
matinee?
It's usually around the day.
I love a matinee because it's half price.
Off and
love me
a
matinee.
Go. Yep. It's a little less expensive. And it's just one of those, like you said, it's really rough. You have to put on your happy face. And
you have to be like the generator. Like there's a power outage, and you're the remote generator.
Yes, the beacon,
that
yes.
Everybody goes to. And when you're talking to Tessa the other day,
exactly.
I said it's like the moss to the flame.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having different versions of this conversation with different listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I was told this a long time ago, and I'm like, and now I understand it because when I was first married, our flower girl was maybe she turned 6. At this time, it was a year after we were married, and she had passed away. She had something serious, and it was on her brain. It was
when did this happen?
Fluid filled up. This was back in the 70s, 75.
Wow.
This was my brother-in-law, my former brother-in-law, who had already lost 2 babies from SIDS. This was their oldest child, the only daughter, and I went to that funeral. And then they had one son who was born the year we were married in 74. He lived about a year and a half. And I said, after the daughter's funeral, I said, I will not go to another one because they view the whole.
No,
you know,
see, I can't.
Okay.
Nope.
It was just, this was a baby. So this was the fourth child. And it was like, I had a comment come from one of, my ex's aunt saying, you'll go with her, won't you? And out of the blue,
because you're so
blue,
strong, you're so good, you know what
it was
to
like
say. And then they just
a year,
left.
I was
they,
only
they
in the marriage a year and a half, and I'm like, okay, I suppose. You know, it was like that. And it was like through that, every anything that happened, I was kind of, you know,
you're
people would
person.
Say, can you do this? Can you do
yeah,
this? And
you're,
the pieces all fit together after this. I had a reading with somebody, and I was like, that makes sense because everybody, you know, you'll do this and, you know, my heart's breaking and I'm okay, fine. So here's this year and my one daughter who just got married, and this is awesome. I mean, I did not cry, but I was going to, we had our little get together Sunday and it was for my granddaughter's birthday party. She turned 9 on the 12th and
She opened up all her birthday presents. And Grandma got her something she really wanted. Yay. So anyway, then we started to do Christmas stuff. And Megan said, you're going to cry. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to cry. There's everybody, kids are having fun. So my husband's sitting in the chair kind of across from me, and Megan goes, well, she's going to cry when she opens it. So he's getting the camera ready, and I'm like, oh, God, I can't cry. One thing she gave me was one of the, and I'm not quite sure what you call them. It's kind of a willow something, the little figurines that you can find there. And it was dated 2012. And I'm like,
oh.
It was just so beautiful. I didn't it was like, she
so appropriate.
Is amazing. My daughter is amazing to get things. And
so
it was like,
kind.
She just touched my heart so much. I was going to cry because I was so happy. It was not because I was sad.
Of course.
And then
that acknowledgement is everything.
It was just amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, she found this. And it was, and she had, and then she gave, well, both my husband and myself, something else. And she had sent me a picture. She went to a craft show and she found this, something that this woman had made. It was a craft. And I think I put it on my Facebook page. But it's a stand. It has a tall angel on it and a solar light and a little, I like all this crafty stuff. And she showed it to me and she goes, oh, that's wow. And I said, oh, I don't think I have enough money. I was telling her this, or I would have gotten it. She goes, oh, I'll go back and see if they have it. And then she said, oh, it was sold. So I said, okay, I wonder if they make them, you know, and if she'd make more.
Oh, she was a little slick.
She bought it.
She was a little covert move
so
there.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got it.
That's amazing.
It was my amazing story I wanted to share, but it was like, oh, my gosh. So it's there's so many things that I have gotten, like all these signs that I have gotten from her and even from my husband's cousin's daughter who had just left. And it was like amazing, so amazing that. It's just kind of freaking me out right now because the cousin's daughter has been showing me how nice it is on the other side. And I'm like, okay, why are you showing me this? You know, is this like, you know, something to come? And I, no, because I've already been over there. I know, you know, like from when I do my past life regressions or my meditations, when I do go on the other side and I feel. So I think she was just so close to me when, before she even passed, she came to me, so I feel
right.
And she's just letting me know it's okay. It's like so much fun here.
It's so
she's
amazing.
She's so free of whatever, you know, happened to her, the trauma and everything. And I'm like, but it was kind of like for a few minutes, I was like, you're not trying to tell me something, are you? You know, kind of.
No.
Like, so I had to kind of ground again and get back and focus.
Right.
And I said, okay, fine. This is good.
Just so that you know, it's like it's like you like the movies. It's like coming attractions.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, but it's kind of weird. Yesterday we got mail, and we got two thank yous from the family, from his cousin's wife and stuff. And I'm like, I wonder what we got two, because then I realized, okay, Patty's not probably thinking. She's just getting these done. And
oh, yeah,
and
she's on autopilot. She's in shock. She's on,
the mother, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, you know.
She's just swimming in jello. You know what it's like.
I know how she feels, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, you can.
Only daughter.
Yeah, you lost your daughter.
Please. I have daughters.
You know how, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it any, that makes no,
exactly.
No. You know how she feels.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And, and that's why I think my energy is just being dragged, you know, just dragged.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's fine because I can get my energy back.
Right.
Just,
and you
as
know,
long as they need that.
Right.
You know, I carry a little purple disc with me for
good.
Energy.
Good.
And it's just surprising that when I put it in my pocket for a couple hours or take, you know, what the difference is.
Right.
So it's just...
You're doing your service.
It's overwhelming. And,
it is. But as we're talking, two words came in that I don't want to forget, so I just wanted to share them with you. Power source.
Oh, yes.
You. So, and because you are the power source, because you said it, you're able to get your energy back. So you're finding ways of being sustainable, renewable energy, so it applies to you. So to go to the movies, to do what, you know, maybe that's why I felt so compelled. Like, you have to do nice things for yourself. That means you have to recharge your power source, because that's part of your service. And you know it's part of why you're here. It's part of why you're here. So while we still have you, let's pull up a message for you, since you've certainly have earned it. Ready when you guys are.
Okay.
Okay. And what's crazy is it's very rare that I see the date or the year. When I first did the messages, I used to have the dates. And then as the years went on, they have numbers that are not the dates. But it's the year that this was written was in 2012.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll give you the date because it's here. It's January 26th.
Wow.
But the
so close.
Yeah. But the date, but the year was 2012.
Wow.
Okay, so here we go. So, and it's rare. It's very rare. I mean, this message was written almost 5 years ago. The details and the moments in between thoughts are gateways to your infinite potential and the unlimited possibilities for a beautiful life. I'll read it again. The details and the moments in between thoughts are gateways to your infinite potential and the unlimited possibilities for a beautiful life.
Wow.
Yeah. Whew. So I gave the date, there's no number, but anyway. But 2012, I think that says it all in terms of a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's those moments in between the thoughts, you know, where with those the thoughts of I have all this busyness this time of year that we're all sort of stuck with, or I have to be here for this person, this situation, this is service, the service, my service. It's just those moments in between all of that. Right, to recharge. But you're doing it, so this is just confirming.
Yeah.
This isn't really anything new. It's just confirmation. Yeah.
And I just checked the calendar for next year, you know, January, and it falls on the same day, you know, the anniversary. And the 26th, it might have, something might have happened, but it's to know that, you know, that it's
right. Oh,
there.
Yeah, when it's the day of the week of the anniversary, like if the loss happened on a Wednesday and the anniversary lines up with that, it has, I get that.
Yeah.
And
so,
lines up.
Maybe that's the day I'm going to go to the movies.
Maybe you go to the movies on the 26th.
Something will happen. Yay.
Yeah. Well, so, keep note of that. Yeah. Note that. January
26th.
But very rare. Very rare that I'm going to come up with the date and the year. Very rare. And there's like 1,200 messages. So very rare.
Well, I don't know if but for me, more I am getting these things that she's sending me, and they're just right on. I mean, there's no doubt it's from her. So, you know, she's in her, she sends right there saying, you know, it's all about me kind of thing. So,
It's all about her.
Thank you.
No.
Because, you know, without her, a lot of this would not be, I would not be able to, or
are
I wouldn't
kidding?
Have focused on. So,
you're not alone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are collaborating. Yeah. You guys are teammates. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Definitely. Oh, I really get that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Powerful allies. And, you know, she's one of your guardian angels watching out for you. And she's letting you know. And the communication becomes that much more sophisticated with time. as she's refining her skills and over there, and you are over here. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's just amazing. Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Elisa.
Thank
you. That's a great message.
No,
I mean, that is a reminder of paying attention to those, even, you know, the transitions, like, just like the message says, and the stuff in between. It's, you know, we tend to be more results oriented, you know, goal oriented, and so to be able to navigate through different things is also, if not more so, important. It's just that, but it's stuff that we tend to overlook, like walking through a hallway. You know, we don't look at every detail in the hallway because that's not where we want to hang out. That's not where we're supposed to be hanging out. It's just a way to get through. But sometimes those passageways, in fact, the image I'm getting is sometimes like that is your little rest break, you know? Like when you're aware, when you're going through, you don't have to rush through. You could actually just take your time. And not that you have to look at anything, because maybe there's nothing to look at, but maybe you just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get some people, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before too, where you may know people, you may be one of these people where the only time you really have time to yourself is when you're in the bathroom.
Girl, preach.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I do that in the bathtub. So, yeah.
Yeah. And this is like, because it's a small room usually, unless you have a cat like me that likes to come in, but otherwise you're alone, and it's just and you know, you're just usually still in the bathroom for a moment doing whatever you need to do in the bathroom, and that tends to be where, because of that stillness, you can receive information, or you could just rest. You know, of course, you're talking about being in a bathtub. That's, you know, sounds amazing. Sounds very peaceful. I don't have a bathtub, so I'm kind of jealous. But that's similar to, you know, these in between passageways. It's that same kind of feeling. So even though it was like, well, the purpose of this is just to go through, but also, you know, you have these connections to the other side. So that's another thing where, you know, you're on one side and you hear or you talk to those on the other side, and you are that connection. You do meet in the middle at some point, I guess, but, you know, you are that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for you, and sometimes it's not for you. Like, it's the message isn't really for you, but you're the one that has to, you're now responsible for delivering it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So those are important things. Those are big details for you, even if the message itself isn't for you. It's one of your many roles. It's a great message.
Right. I have to say, when you said something about the hall, walking through the hallway, when my one daughter who gave me the angels, when she was younger, I don't know, 8-10 years old, I had a picture of the kids, I think it was a picture of the kids, hanging up in the hallway. And she had come, told me, she goes, Mom, I saw Grandpa in the picture, and he was smiling. And at the time, he was still alive. And
wow.
I think not too long, maybe a year or so later, he had passed. But it was like, okay. You know, I never told him, you know, it.
Of course.
You didn't or whatever. But it was just amazing. And she said that. And the same daughter, she had put down one of my daughter's cats that she had taken in after she passed. And she was a really missed her. And when the picture was her, the cat close up the face, and I said, now you're making me cry, because now it's kind of like she's looking at us. Courtney's looking at us.
Aww.
Through the cat's eyes.
Right.
And those are her babies. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is difficult after all the pets are gone. And, you know, and then there was, it's kind of like her legacy was, you know, that was it. And,
right.
You know, they're still here. But
absolutely. You're her legacy.
You know, yeah.
because through you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's able to, you know, administer. So.
Oh yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, there's so many things. So. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, and really appreciate you calling on so many levels. So, thank you for having our back as well. And you know we're here, so hang in there, and you're doing
I appreciate
beautifully.
You both.
Thank you, darling. We appreciate
you.
And I love you both. Thank
love
you.
You.
Love you. Love you. I'll have a great holiday too if I don't talk to you.
Oh yes, I know. Well, I know that you'll be calling in. You know, before the season's totally over, so it lingers through January. So we'll talk. So
okay.
happy everything.
Thank you. You too. Love you
bye,
both.
Darling.
Love you, Lisa.
Love you too. Thank you, Marguerite.
Bye.
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 She knows how to do it.
Well, she's a pretty amazing lady. So she's so connected with a lot of different things. And
oh my God,
you know, the ongoing, not even that it's an issue, but an ongoing consideration is that feeling of responsibility because of those connections and because of the gifts that she has.
Right. And having a matriarchal role as well. So that's like a double whammy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So today is your oldest son's birthday. Yes.
Yes, it is. 18.
Oh my goodness.
Eight.
I can't believe
freaking
it.
18.
I can't believe
yeah.
it.
And you're going to see him soon. So his birthday / Christmas gift is a trip to Atlanta, and we're staying in between, I think closer to Lolita, but close to you. I think we're in a good, she picked the spot, so whatever.
No, I mean, it's convenient. It makes sense, especially if, you know, for the two of you to really spend some time with Adam, and
right.
Lolita, obviously, because that's a relationship that your son has cultivated. You know, it's important for his growth and development. So, totally makes sense to be accessible, and it's a great part of town, and it's there's a lot going on there too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're independent, so I'm sure there'll be several occasions where we're just going to be like, okay, I don't know where we are, but let's go, because that's how
right.
we are. I'm like, I'm from New York. I have credit cards. I could do anything. Boom. So
yeah. So we can make arrangements. I mean,
we'll figure it all out.
I haven't chatted with Lolita yet.
Have no idea what we're doing. Yeah. No. We'll
stuff,
talk when it gets closer. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did want to say one happy birthday to him, and then. The year he's going into is a 5.
Oh, good. I was
going to
ask you.
Yeah. It's a 5. So.
Oh, boy. Are you freaking...
it's a,
is
no,
that
it
the gift
totally
for him,
sense.
Or is that like my gag? Is that my secret Santa?
No, the numbers don't lie.
Oh, he's a 5. I mean, not that it's bad, but oh, my God.
It's a 5. And it makes sense then with him traveling with you.
Yes. It's an adventure.
That, because that's part of it. So yeah, I like 5 years.
The 5s
I mean,
are good. It's just fasten your seatbelt. The 5s are great.
Right. And honestly, it makes sense anyway. He just started school. So that's already going to be new. Yeah.
And thank God. And he's not going to be living at home. He's not at home the whole time. So you're going to do your 5, you know, over there.
Right.
You know, see you once a week.
Do you once a week. There.
Yeah, all right. No, so, it makes perfect. It actually makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going to be an exciting time, and I think it's wonderful because he has someone like you. I mean, you know, both you and Steve are amazing.
Thank you.
And then to have the that support to be able to talk about the stuff that he's experiencing. You know, like
it's a marvel.
If we had had that growing up, all the time.
Yep.
You know, a person. I mean, and it's funny because you know it's not like our guides are chopped liver at all, but
it's different. But it's different when it's in the physical and it's your parents. Because when I turned 18, I'm like there was streaks behind me. Like I couldn't wait to get out of the house.
Right.
Yeah, could not wait. And he's, and it looks like he's not going any place soon. Like, yeah, he's very comfortable. I was incredibly uncomfortable growing up. And it's only well into adulthood that I have healed the relationship with my mother. But, oh, it was a very unhappy childhood. So the fact that to see, wow, you know, that his spiritual journey is being validated and nurtured.
Right.
And the whole point of the trip is for him, like you said, to meet Lolita's housemate, Adam, who's an incredible healer and therapist.
Right.
Oh, yeah, what a much better route to go than, like, the traditional psychology or whatever. I mean, he is a spiritual mentor and guide, and for them to meet in person and then for him to do work on him in person.
Right. That could be amazing.
Yeah, it reminds me of when you and I first met, you know, where we had a relationship for, I don't even know, at least a year or something.
Yeah,
I don't even know, or longer. You know, being on the air and then to have our first meeting was the coolest thing ever. And so easy.
Yes.
And we're going to do it again. It's very funny when the two of us get together. We're so comfortable together. It's as if we're like, we live down the block from each other. It's so funny. It's just, it's no like, ah, it's like, hey, okay, hey girl.
Like, hey, what's up? All right, yes, let's go. That is true.
It's really cute. It's really adorable. Yeah, so thank you for that. And what's wonderful is that for the two of us to really capitalize on the wonderful energy that you provide, your insights with the numerology, Lolita's gifts, Anna, Adam, whoever else we may come across. And what's great, we have no plans. It's just an adventure. Just when I came out the last time, no plans, and let's see things unfold. Okay. I love it.
No plans, but you end up hanging out with the Bangalore family for a majority of that time.
I wasn't mad at that. I wasn't mad at that. No, it's perfect. It's perfect because that was the foundation.
Right.
You know, and now we're going to explore everything. Whatever happens, happens. No expectations at all. Just, you know. As long as we're both safe, we're good. You know,
yeah,
traveling,
et
cetera. You know.
You should be.
So
oh,
we'll
my goodness.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good. And I reminded Anna about that. Oh, and we have Lolita. She's finally back in. Her hand was raised earlier than she...
Is she back?
Had to check out. Yes, and do this. If Blog Talk would let us do it. Just spinning. That's appropriate for... Right. Yeah, it's not doing anything.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Lolita. You're spinning.
You're spinning. Sorry.
She's doing her little Bollywood dance. She's spinning. Oh.
You can do it one more time.
Yeah. Try again.
Yeah, it's just spinning. Sorry, Lolita.
Well,
hey.
Hello.
There it is. All right.
What?
Good.
Good morning, teen.
Good morning. Y'all like my little text?
Hi, Chicky Chicky.
Hey.
So, yeah, listen, you know, with the retrograde and all that, and you called it, you're like, there's going to be some preview. Damn right. So it's like celebrate the retrograde because we can't do anything about it and yeah. Celebrate the pockets of silliness, you know. So,
that's right.
Yeah, so that's why we wanted to pick up the call. How are you, my love?
I wanted to share something with you.
Please.
This morning, Alan Thicke came to me in my dreams.
What? Really?
What happened?
Alan Thicke came to me in my dreams.
I got to tell you something. The day before he died, I was like, oh, what's Alan Thicke's son's name? That he got all fat now because he broke up with Paula Paxton. Oh, that's right, Robin Thicke. And then the next day, I heard the news that Alan Thicke died. And I don't even like Robin Thicke or Alan Thicke. And then
wow.
When it came in that he died, like, the next day. I was like, what the hell is that? And then what did he say in your – why is he showing up on our spot?
Well, he showed to give me – it was just actually a perfect scenario, but the meaning – well, he came in with intentions. Like, from what I know is that, look, we connect on that level. He was just telling me that it is so exciting on the other side. And the theme in our dream, we were all taking shots with the family and just celebrating life. And he was just letting me know that the other side is just so awesome.
Wow.
And yeah, and then he's at peace. And the thing is, I can't even connect with anybody to let him know, but I thought you guys would appreciate that because
totally appreciate
for me,
it.
That's an honor for me.
Yes, and Marguerite had a visitation and the same, but this is why I'm pointing it out, same message. It's so great over there. You know, that's what we're getting. It's so great where they are now. She got the exact same message from a family member that passed recently. So that's wild. And it's that reassurance, like, okay, buck up. You know, you got this. And
well, just to be him, like, I'm like, well, why are you coming to me? I'm a nobody.
But that's what I said. But that's
like,
I don't even like him. That's what I said. I'm like, why is this child coming into me? And then all of a sudden, it's like Alan Thicke died. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I used to watch that show when I was growing up. So
I didn't watch that. I don't like him.
I do. I'm happy.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, but that is just so. It's just so random. It's just so random how that energy. You know what I mean? And you're part of the community for this show. But isn't that interesting? That I got a hit and you got a hit.
Yep, and then yesterday someone came to me. Remember the group Ready for the World?
No.
The song
Oh Sheila.
What was the song?
Ready for the band. The band, old band from back in like the '80s.
But what was the hit?
It's called Oh Sheila.
Oh Sheila.
Oh yeah. There's almost like a Prince ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you thought it was Prince, and it's like, oh, no, it's not. So go ahead.
One of the singer's daughters came to my store and asked me if they could do a video shoot at my parlor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Letting it unfold. There you go. And then just ask for some sort of acknowledgement. You know, like in the credits, like shot on location at Lolita's, something. Yeah.
They already told me that before I even had to ask.
Yes, and all their press, if there's any press, just always, the website or a link to something. Good.
They're taking the name of the shot. They're going to use the name of the shop. Like they're going to take a picture. They're going to put it in there.
Good.
The whole thing.
Hello.
That's great.
No, and just that trust, because we had the conversation on the air and off the air of just, you know, doing what you need to do and then they're creating the space for things to unfold and to be creative, especially during this time where people aren't really thinking about ice cream during the winter. And this is a perfect confirmation of that.
Yeah.
It's great, and it's great free press. You know, it's not about, they're going to pay you a location fee. I doubt that they will. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
It's priceless.
Yeah.
It's free press. You can't buy that. So you're making an investment. So good for you. Yay. We're going to be on location at Lolita's ice cream shop in about 2 weeks. That's great. Congratulations. That is beautiful, you know, and anything can turn into a spot. You know, this is where people in the Atlanta area want to go, or Marietta want to go for their ice. This is a spot. This is chill. She got a DJ. Who knows what you're gonna end up doing? You know?
Yeah.
So you have space. You have flexible space. That is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
You're receptive, and the way that you manifested the $50 with your chanting, this is another manifest, and it's just all accumulative. Just tell yourself it all adds up.
Yeah, it's like the little things that make it infinite abundance instead of focusing on one thing.
Right.
How the universe to create that infinite abundance, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. It's no different that you could be in that jail cell, and all you have is a little sliver of sun for 20 minutes. That just tells you what's possible. And then
Go ahead. No, that's the crazy part. Like just the day before, I had a dream that I was getting locked up.
Stop.
And that was a message to me that I was feeling constrained. And, you know, it is kind of constrained. You know, you're used to just, you know, flowing and spending money and blah, blah,
right.
blah, being able to whatever. Adam's been telling me that, but to come up in a dream is letting me know my subconscious is still being affected. So I got to really release that, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And isn't that interesting that I came up with that image for you just now?
Yeah.
So focus on that sliver of light, and that will continue to expand, and that will counteract. That's the subconscious image, that in the prison cell, that there is light coming through, and that will cancel that subconscious energy there.
Yeah, my dream the last 3 weeks have been like, and don't let me get a good sleep, because they tell me and they tell it all to me in my dreams.
Because you're doing double duty. And it's allowing you, because it's when you're most receptive. It's not when you're like, well, I have to get 10 jobs now to keep the store afloat for the next 2 months. And I got to do this and I got to do that. I mean, you're on overdrive. So this is why. This is when it kind of balances everything out. That's why they come in when they come in.
Yeah.
So when you loosen up a little bit in your waking life, you know, that's like somebody telling me to loosen up. You and I are very similar in our energy, so I know you get it. You get what I'm saying, and I also understand how you roll, because I'm very parallel in that. But when you can just create a little spaciousness, that will allow the downloads to happen more during the day and be less traumatic and less of a surge at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's the only chance they can come in is when you're in that space to let it come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But, oh, my God, we're 2 for 2 with the great energy of two regular callers that we consider family, Marguerite and Lolita. So we so appreciate you. And we're going to go and... Is there anything else? We're going to go and sign off because
no.
We're a little bit over.
We're good.
So that's great. So remember that the prison image, remember rays of light. Anytime you're out in the sun or whatever, really fortify yourself with that, okay?
Okay. Well,
all right.
Go on.
And love
Thanks
to Adam.
Thank you, ladies. I got it.
All right,
Thank
darling.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye, Austin.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
See, they're so funny. love it. But see, it's not that deep, people. So I guess we can sign off, yes?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Cool. Wonderful energy for the show today. So we really appreciate it so much. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Love you guys.
Love you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Y'all. Bye.
You too. Bye.
That you like it.